kwazwayo muri eZimbabwe ndinomkamshira mchongwa chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection linami uMike Hove. What's good muri eZimbabwe. If you're joined in right now, you're tuned into The Connection with your boy Mike Hove. Welcome. Mthakazo muhle, ngiyalamukela nonke wonke umuntu ongenayo uhlelo The Connection linami uMike Hove. You're tuned into The Connection on Tuesday the 12th of May 2020 muri eZimbabwe. I'm your host Mike Hove. Nasim Chirongwa muri eZimbabwe, we continue the discussion on umkhuhlane we coronavirus. Shirwele che coronavirus. Tonight on this connection, we look to continue the discussion on COVID-19. However, focus is going to be placed on Zimbabwe's education sector. How is umkhuhlane we coronavirus affecting the nation's educational sector? However, we're not just looking to focus on that. Sabe si kangela njalo, si qhubekela phambili, highlighting some of the works that abantu abasakhulayo are doing in the community to help the less fortunate during isikhathi lesi ilizwe lokuhlelo lwe lockdown. Sikhangela njalo ukuthinta ukukhangela lokho okwenzakalayo kwamanye amazwe kwele Africa, ukuthi how are other African nations are fighting umkhuhlane we coronavirus. But now, before we delve deeper into the nation's education sector, let's touch a little, let me give you guys a little, a couple of updates. Ukuthi kahle kahle kuyini okwenzakalayo elizweni when we're talking about umkhuhlane we coronavirus. So qala emhlabeni jikelele, as we speak, over 4,200,000 people worldwide have tested positive for COVID-19. Ngiyaphinda njalo, 4,200,000 people tested positive for COVID-19. The death toll has risen to over 280,000 people that have lost life due to COVID-19. Now, as we check local kwenzakalayo elizweni kwele Zimbabwe, the number is also increasing. As we speak, 37 people have tested positive for COVID-19. Four dead. The death toll has not changed. However, the number of people that have recovered has changed. The last time we spoke, lapho uhlelo lwethu labasakhulayo, it was only 5 people who had recovered for COVID-19. Kodwa, as we speak, 12 people have recovered for COVID-19. Now, in a tweet that was most recently released by the Ministry of Health and Childcare elizweni, Zimbabwe, and I quote, has recorded over 22,000 COVID-19 tests. 12,498 are a result of rapid screening testing, and 10,598 are a result of a PCR diagnostic test. So today, andiyo nyesange tichi bata muri eZimbabwe tichange tichi tarisa zviri kuitika munyika when we're talking about chirwere checoronavirus. Before we delve deeper into the education sector, let us touch a couple of things from the health sector. Let us head over to the Minister of Health, Honorable Obadiah Moyo. Yesterday, he addressed the media whereby he was updating the nation about the upgrades that are happening at Beatrice Road Infectious Diseases Hospital, whereby he was also addressing the media alongside Honorable Opa Muchinguri Kashiri, who is a Zimbabwe's Minister of Defense. She also is part of the Interministerial Task Force. Let's head over to the video that we're about to play, which is courtesy of the Facebook page of the Ministry of Health and Childcare. This is Honorable Obadiah Moyo.
We as the Minister of Health are very grateful for all the assistance that is being given, you know, by the task force, Interministerial Task Force, going all over the country, ensuring that our facilities are up to scratch, you know, so that we can be able to admit patients without any fear. Like this unit here is going to be one of the best units in the country. The quality of workmanship that is being carried out here is also really excellent. You know, so this is exactly what we want. We want to be able to have adequate facilities where we can be able to house all our patients and be able to look after the patients in a facility which has got everything that is available, rather than having to move patients from place to place. The benefit that is also there is for our members of staff. You know, we want our members of staff to be working in a facility which is clean and where they will not get infections. You know, so the setup here and the standards which are being set here will enable us to be able to control infection. That is the key issue. The toilets are being revamped, the shower units, everywhere. You know, everything is being set in the correct manner. So this is great work, and we support it.
Honorable Obadiah Moyo, Zimbabwe's Minister of Health, he was addressing the media Izolo alongside Minister of Defense Forces, Honorable Opa Mchinguri Kashiri. She is also a member of the Interministerial Task Force. He was basically briefing the media about what progress has been done in the Beatrice Infectious Diseases Hospital when they're talking about upgrading the facility to ensure ukuthi it can manage COVID-19 related cases. Saka ndizvo zviri kuitika munyika muri Zimbabwe. As we speak, 37 people have tested positive for COVID-19, 12 have recovered, and 4 have died. As we speak, we're on radio. Tiri kutepfenyura pa radio pamasaisai anoti 909 medium wave frequency, sikona njalo ku 4930 6040 uyezve pa 15460 kilohertz of our shortwave. I must remind you, Muri Zimbabwe, that the program that you're tuned into right now, the connection, Mweneni, Mike Hovet, Neurombo, Neguti, at Kwaniso Kupai Chongwa, Ichisema Zwa. Also, earlier on, I mentioned that we're broadcasting from my couch in Maryland, Washington, D.C. Unfortunately, we have all been forced to work from home due to COVID-19. Just today, Muri Zimbabwe, Tritese, Tripanu, Pachongwa, Chodicheve, Chitniki, Ushelo, the connection, Lilami, Mike Hovet. If you're looking to give your input, like who's to me, the umlaze, the WhatsApp, good number 80 plus 1-202-465-0318. Niapinda Jalo, plus 1-202-465-0318. Abafiso Kokolami in Konago, Twitter, and Jalo, Instagram, at Big Mike 3, B I G M Y K E 3. That's the username, Saka Changet, Kwanisa Kukurukura, pa Instagram, pa Twitter. As we speak, Tilipo, pa my Facebook page, Luma Tachupa, VOA Shona, VOA NWA, VOA Studio 7. So if you're looking to watch the program, you can tune in on our three Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, Nepa VOA Studio 7. Makatira chongwa chobichoro chitiki, ushelo thick connection, Lilami Umaiko Hove. Coronavirus, the impact that COVID-19 has on the education sector. That's the focus of tonight's discussion. Now, joining me are a couple of panelists, all in different walks of life. Some are students, some are educators, some are students that recently graduated. I look forward to having that conversation, and others are tech IT specialists. Now, the first person we're going to head over to is Inxoxo Engiyenze lo Melissa Chingwanangwana. Melissa is an educator, ungaphansi, okwenhlanganiso Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Saka muzvare Chingwanangwana, murairidzi vanodzidzisa kumaruwa uko. We touched on this issue. Yokuti chirwere COVID-19, how has it affected students and teachers? How has it affected the education sector in Zimbabwe? Now, Melissa highlights several different things. Amongst them is we touch on the issue of e-learning. Seeing as though pane lockdown, kuna zvimwewo zvikoro munyika that have now resorted to e-learning as a means to ensure kuti vana vechikoro havasarire kumashure, avantwana vechikoro ngeke basale ngemva nxa sesikhuluma ngendaba zemfundo. So let's head over to the interview I had with Melissa Chingwanangwana, owenhlanganiso Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Melissa uzabe esichazela ngobunengi ukuthi kahle kahle what are teachers having to go through during this national lockdown? 1, 2, what are students having to encounter? And of course, we touch on the issue of e-learning.
Ukusetshenziswa kwe-internet yinto enhle kakhulu ngoba uhambelana lezinto ezenzakala kulezi nsuku. Ungakhangela amazwe amaningi asesebenzisa i-internet leya ukwenzela ukuthi abantwana benelise lokuzivalela kunje. So abantwana bahlezi emakhaya, kodwa akutsho ukuthi abasabali. Uyenelisa ukuthi asebenzise i-internet leyo ukuthi adinge ezinye izinto abe ezivalela.
Eningi labantu elizweni baphila emaphandleni lapho babhekane lodubo lokuswelakala kogetsi, njalo abalazo izinto ezifunakalayo ukuze bathole ithuba lokufunda kusetshenziswa i-internet. Sikhangela udaba lolu, ubona ngani i-e-learning ilakho ukusebenza na elizweni?
I-e-learning ngumbono omuhle kakhulu, kodwa iba ngumbono omuhle nxa yonke into okumele ithola emele isetshenziswe nxa itholakala. Kunje ngeke sithi izasebenza emaphandleni ngoba imuli eziningi emaphandleni azilamagetsi, akuna ngitsho le computer ekhaya kumbe amafoni lawa lezinsuku. Noma kungumbono omuhle sibili, kodwa abantwana basemaphandleni bengasalela emuva kakhulu.
Siyezwa ingcwethi ezikumsebenzi etshiyeneyo bekhuthaza uhulumende ukuthi aqale ukusebenzisa ama-TV kanye lama-radio stations ekufundisweni kwabantwana besikolo. Ukubona njani lokho?
Ukusetshenziswa kwama-TV lama-radio ekufundiseni abantwana kungasebenza, kodwa lakho kuphinde kube nalapho kungasoze kube ngumbono omuhle, ngoba abantwana asibo bonke abawatholayo emakhaya, asibo bonke abalama radio, asibo bonke abalama TV. Nxa sikhuluma abantwana basetown, ye kuyavuma, ngoba etown ngathi phose yonke imuli ile TV kumbe radio ekhaya.
Alright, you just heard there from Melissa Chingwanangwana, wenhlanganiso Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Muhurukuro muzvare Chingwanangwana vanga vachinyatsotsanangura maonero avo semurayiridzi kuti ivo sevarayiridzi vari kusangana nezvinhu zvakadii, uyezve vana vechikoro vadzidzi navo vasangana nezvinhu zvakadii panguva iyo nyika iri pakati pechirongwa chelockdown. I'm sure for those that do not know, zvikoro zvakavharwa pari zvino nepamusana pechirongwa ichi che nepamusana pechirwere ichi checoronavirus. This is now affecting the education sector. A lot of students are now feeling anxious nekuti havasi kuziva kuti ramangwana redzidzo dzavo rakamira sei up until the lockdown or government say something. Now a lot of things have gone by, a lot of some schools madorobha umo vakatotanga kushandisa e-learning as a means to ensure that some students don't lag behind. Zvare Chingwanangwana vanoti aiwa iroro danho idanho rakanaka zvechokwadi, vanoombera maoko, asi the problem iripo ne-e-learning nemaondro avo ndeyekuti vana vechikoro avo vanogara kumaruwa or in some areas whereby they're not as privileged, avaswelayo ngesindebele ndivo vachange vachisarira kumashure nekuti ivo they will encounter so many difficulties and some of them might not even be able to access e-learning tools. Saka ndivo zvazvitaurwa namuzvare Melissa Chingwanangwana. Now let's head over to another to a student. She is the president of the University of Zimbabwe SRC, Muzvare Abiona Mataranyika, who basically breaks us down for us kuti students abafundi bona what do are they currently going through during this time, and we also of course touch on the issue of e-learning from a student's perspective. Let's hear what Abiona had to say.
Inotoratidza kufambirana nenguva, asi heuno mubvunzo ndeyekuti senyika ino tava kukwanisa here kunge tichidzidza kuburikidza nekushandiswa kwemishina yaiko zvino, tichitarisa zvinhu zvakatitenderedza uye munguva yatiri senyika.
Tiudzei iwo zvizere pamusoro pezvematambudziko amuri kutarisana nawo sevadzidzi panguva iyo nyika iri kurwisana nechirwere checoronavirus.
Matambudziko atiri kusangana nawo sevadzidzi ndezvekuti zvikoro zvambomirwa, zvichireva izvo kuti zvavhiringidza vaya vakanga vatomugore rekupedzisira, vakanga vakutoti vakuda kutopedza zvechikoro vachizonge vachigraduata mumazuva anotevera, uyezve zvavhiringidza izvo avo vakanga vada kutangawo chikoro vatinoti ivo mafirst years akanga akuda kuuya, zvichireva izvo vachazonge vava kutouya pamberi apa, zvichireva kuti gore ravo raifanira kunge kutanga kudzidza ranonotswa uye radzoserwa kumashure, vava kutozononoka kutanga chikoro. COVID yaita kuti vana vechikoro vazonge vava kuenda ku-e-learning.
Nemaondero enyu, mungati sevadzidzi makagadzirira kushandisa dandemutande mudzidzo dzenyu here?
Sevadzidzi ndinoti hatina kunge takagadzirira kushandisa dandemutande mudzidzo dzedu, nekuti chekutanga havasi vese vanayo mishina iyi inoita kuti vakwanise kuita dzidzo idzi. Chechipiri, masai sai anonetsa nekuti kune vamwe vanogara kunzvimbo dziri kunze kwedhorobha saka vanogona vachinetsekana nekuwana masai sai ekuti vanokwanisa kutsvagawo zvavanenge vachitsvaga paindaneti chechitatu data rinogona kuvanetsa nekuti rava kuti dhurei zvakare
pane zvingaitwa kugadzirisa nyaya iyi here
sekuona kwangu ndinofungidzira kuti panyaya iyi hurumende inogona kutaura naivo vanoona nezvemasaisai kuti vagone kuvachipawo vana vechikoro data uyezve vanokwanisa kutiwo vaone kuti ndevapi vana vasina makombiyuta vogona kuti vanga vabatsira sei izvo zvinogona kutora nguva yakareba asi zvinhu zvakatikoshera kunge zvinge zvichiitwa nekuti hatingaiti kuti vamwe vana vechikoro vagosarira kumashure nekuti dzidzo ikodzero yomunhu wese.
All right, Mure Zimbabwe, you just heard there from Mozare Abiona Mataranyika, president of the University of Zimbabwe's SRRC Student Representative Council. Nkosazana Abiona Mataranyika lapha ubechazisa ngempela esithi bona njengabafundi babhekane lo dubo ngempela ba they're facing serious troubles ngenxa yokuthi hey indaba le e-learning ngempela bathi ha njengabafundi kundi bayakuthakazelela they're embracing the notion of e-learning kodwa uthi njengalokho kusanda ukushiwo ngumelisa Chingwanangwana laba abaswelayo the less fortunate are people who are unfortunately going to be left behind ilizwe lingathatha istance ewisebefuna ukusebenzisa e-learning as a means of education during this time ilizwe lokuhlelo lwe-lockdown. So Mushari Mataranyika uyachasisa ngempela uyaqhubekela phambili esithi balesicelo bona njengabafundi they are asking uhulumende ukuthi abasize uthi bona uhulumende kumele akhulumisane phela lama communication companies lawa abo iConnect abo NetOne labo Telecel ukuthi phela bayehlise ama price abo abe for data so that abafundi labo they can afford to be able to access ama learning tools ngenxa yokuthi uthintile ngempela udaba lokuthi a data has become very 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 expensive elizweni. But we're going to be talking more with our IT expert Uthando Gwinjuza bengena la ukuhlelo. She's going to be touching on all these things ukuthi yebo ngempela I data yabiza imali eningi but are there no other alternatives that will allow abafundi ukuthi bona bathole phela ithuba lokufunda besebenzisa imitshina yakulezi nsuku. Saka nje zwasithalwa namuzwari Abiona Mataranyika. Mure Zimbabwe makathirira chirongwa chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection lami uMike Hobe. If you're tuned in right now, tine urombo nekuti hatikwanisa kukupa chirongwa chedu semazuva ose whereby you can call in mochudzawo maonrenyu silusizi ngempela zilukandaba kodwa lilakho ukusitshela phela umbono wenu ukusithumezela umlayezelo kuwhatsapp kunombolo ethi +12024650318 nokwanisa kuthinyorera maonrenyu pa number dzinoti +12024650318 pa WhatsApp mochudzauka nemaonrenyu chirwere ichi checoronavirus has it disrupted education sector yekuzimbabwe uyezve tinonzwa vanhu vazhinji vachitaura nezve e-learning mungati idanho rinoshanda here munyika yakafanana nezimbabwe makatirira chirongwa chedu chero chidiki uhlelo The Connection lelami uMike Hobe. Just Signal in partnership with Roots Africa. Manzo akazvikutaura naSigi, gezai maoko. 20 seconds or more muchishandisa mvura nesipo. 2019 is the number to text nekufonera kana muri muZimbabwe muchida kunzwisisa kana kuda kuwana ruzivo ruzhinji pamusoro pezvirwere ichi checoronavirus. So earlier on muri Zimbabwe takuridzirai hurukuru yatakaita namuzvare abiona mataranyika the president of the UZSRC Student Representative Council. Tikakuridzirai zvekare interview yatakaita na Melissa Chingwanangwana, who is an educator pansi kwenhlanganiso Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. Bonke bobabili they highlight the issues that students and teachers are facing when we're talking about coronavirus. How is COVID-19 affecting the Zimbabwean education sector? Melissa Chingwanangwana highlights the city when they embrace the notion of e-learning as an alternative to ensure that students don't lag behind. She feels as though this is something that Zimbabwe should have been doing anyway for a long time. We also touched on the alternatives. The issue of e-learning is not a problem just for Zimbabwe. It's also a problem in other countries all over the world. Data seems to be something that in some places people feel is only necessary for the privileged. So only the privileged have access to it. Zimbabwe is amongst those countries. I know other countries such as South Africa also encounter the same issue whereby data prices are way too expensive. So I asked Melissa about the alternatives that some countries are taking whereby they're now utilizing TV and radio stations in order to broadcast these lessons to ensure that at least can also now have access to data. You can go back to the TV can a radio you Melissa says, you know what, it's a beautiful thing, but the same issue applies to abantu abaphila emaphandleni. Uthi ngokubona kwakhe abantu abaphila emaphandleni, there are some areas in Zimbabwe whereby kana masayisayi hachosvike. So she's saying that even if you use radio and TV, there are some places in Zimbabwe whereby the problem of ugesi is still ongoing, and there are some places in Zimbabwe whereby the problem of network connectivity or even trying to tune into radio, some places do not access those radio options. She's saying that that might be an issue. So I'm doing here tonight, that's in Chirongwa, 2021-202-465-0318 is the number to text us on WhatsApp. Now let's move over to another interview that I did, Unkosazana Thando Gwinji. Earlier on I mentioned Uguti, we speak to people in different walks of life that can speak to how umkhuhlane we coronavirus is affecting Zimbabwean education sector. Uthando Gwinji is an IT specialist. Now, seeing as though one thing that people seem to be moving for, or the main alternative that people are putting on the table, is e-learning, I decided to reach out to an IT expert, Uthando Gwinji, how feasible is e-learning in a country like Zimbabwe? Let's head over to the interview I did, Uthando Gwinji, over Skype over the weekend.
It's something that's practical, but currently at the moment, I feel like we are not ready as Zimbabwe to actually go into e-learning, considering the situation as it is in Zimbabwe. Number one, I think into a corner, infrastructure yetu isemuva kakhulu ukuthi singaqhaza ukuxoxa ngendaba ze-e-learning, i-connectivity, including ama skill sets as well. Sithesele umango kakhulu ukuthi singaqalisa ukuthi sithi siyakhuluma nge-e-learning. If I'm talking about ama skill sets, kule project esiyenzayo leyo for innovation, e-technovation challenge, and siye sasebenza lezikolo eziningi. Ekusebenzeni lezikolo eziningi, ubuqalisa eku-explaina ku-headmaster ukuthi it's important ukuthi amankazana abekwazi ukwenza ama-mobile applications. U-explainele ukuthi mobile application yona ngokwayo ivele iyikuyini. So bekungumango kakhulu ukuthi kuma skill sets even ama school heads ethu aka-embrace ukuthi kahle i-technology ivele iyikuyini. Isikolo kuqakathekile ukuthi sibe le website yini, izinto ezinjalo. Yi-conversation esesekuyo khathesi eZimbabwe before we even start talking about learning online. And ama-curriculum developers lawo ababhala ama-novels ama novela esindebeleni kumba weshono ngaqhasi kwadinga online khathe siyakwanisa ukwaswela olalawana kuma ama Facebook but yeah ukuze siqalise ukuxoxa ngomnyenyenye esingathi e-learning I think we really need to emphasize on ama skill sets khona pan sikhangele lawo ama teachers angkhona ukuthi ala ama skills van khangela la ngama salary ama teacher abelawo khathe si most of them can't afford a decent gadget, a decent laptop, a decent phone. And I think ama schools, as they are really not in a state where they can be providing this for ama teachers. Ngathi abantwana lo babefunda khathesi bebeswela ama gadgets are enough ukuthi baqalise ukuthi bafunde wona ama computers ngokwawo. And so, yeah, kusese lo mango. And this is the situation not just a primary and secondary school level, but in some universities that we have as well, who embrace the technology, so it's going to be really difficult.
Now, before we step into the numbers and the figures of how feasible it is, let's look at okwenzakalayo emaphandleni. We've spoken to ababalisi who are in rural sectors, and eningi labo seem to also be having difficulty grasping with the idea of using the internet as an education tool. Ngenxa yokuthi eningi labo bayasho ukuthi ungangena esikoleni, there's not even a computer. You touched on the issue of infrastructure, then they also touch on the issue of data expenses and so forth. How do we go about bridging the gap between these two worlds to ensure if they do end up implementing e-learning as an alternative, abantu abasemaphandleni are not left out?
Yeah, it's highly likely that most of them are really going to struggle catching up because emaphandleni bekuwesi kakhulu when it comes to like even access like connectivity or ngokwayo. So if we are to start implementing e-learning and be serious about leaving no one behind, it will then mean ukuthi the network providers need to work hand in hand with all the other stakeholders that need to come to the table to discuss indaba ye e-learning, because a lot is going to be required beforehand. And in whatever we are doing, we have to be strategic and unapologetic about the strategies that we take. Ukuthi nxa kuthiwa sokuqaliswa ukusebenza around giving people skill sets ahead of this, and we then really say as a nation ukuthi we are going to start this by targeting ama rural areas won't. Other than that, they are really going to be left out because bekusese khatshana kakhulu kibo, and in ama rural areas amaningi lokhu besagade esihlahleni lentabeni ukuthi umuntu ayenze a simple phone call. So which means it might really be necessary for ama network providers ethu ukuthi ahambe phambili and ensure ukuthi kune connectivity like in all corners of the country. Yeah.
Now Thando, I was let's now delve into the numbers part of it. I was looking at a report that was issued by iPortraz, where they were talking about the internet connectivity, mobile subscriptions and so forth. In their last report that they issued last year, in 2019, they were actually reporting ukuthi the internet penetration has increased in the country. They were reporting ukuthi the mobile subscriptions have increased in the country. Percentages, they were saying that mobile subscriptions have increased to 88.2%, which is 12.9 million people. And internet penetration has increased to 8,577,936, which is 58.9%. Now, if these reports are saying that the penetration itself within the country is increasing, why is all this such a big deal? Why is it? Because it shows which abantu are already embracing ama ICTs.
I think it's more to do with what people are doing with that ICT. And I think by mentioning the increase in internet connectivity, the penetration, and the kanyelega kulu, in WhatsApp. Of course, everyone in Zimbabwe is on WhatsApp. So if you are going to calculate that, then it means we really do have that penetration. And everyone has a mobile gadget. and kulama gadget lawa abebuya amaningi awe fake from China that can't even connect to a proper website, but abantu bebewathenga because they want to download that WhatsApp that they can be using. These are not gadgets that can store a PDF ebhuku umntwana angalibala esikole. So yeah, it's something to look deep ukuthi equality a data abantu abayisebenzisayo or abayi-accessayo yiphi yangkhona. I'll make reference to a recent study engengathi ukuyibala. The study was saying ukuthi even if kule internet penetration especially emakhaya, but what people use that for, it's mostly socializing and just being in touch with ama relatives abo, mostly most of those who are abroad, ungakhanyela areas especially around Matabeleland and ukuthi wonke umuntu le relatives eseGoli and you want to send that person a voice note about what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So a study has been done and it has showed that ukuthi abantu abaningi just use the internet for social purposes. But when when it comes to now turning the internet from those social purposes to educational or even professional, it's then another issue altogether. Because I've seen a lot of companies and organizations, particularly during this COVID-19 era, they are really struggling to actually get their work online, to start engaging with communities online. Because number one, data is expensive and that mindset was still not around using that space for productivity. I think which is something that needs to be looked at so that there can be some change when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm. Now, once again, the internet penetration itself, you've also touched mm-hmm. on the quality of it, but however, it still has increased. We saw Abantu were complaining about the data prices. Econet recently hiked theirs. But there's still two other alternatives, Etel One and Telecel. Why are people not exploring these alternatives? I was seeing on the report issued by Portrise once again that the subscriptions somehow are actually increasing on the other two, but people still seem to be leaning towards Econet. Why not explore the other two?
It's also to do with the quality of the network. You can't do a proper... it can be a video WhatsApp call on the other networks. So the other networks are there. They are providing cheaper alternatives, but as we know, cheap is expensive because it will take you forever to try to log into that particular site and you discover that you're losing a lot of time in the process. So yeah, in the way data, and I think we have to try and regulate the data, lama prices of data, the quality of data that people get. And if kids are to start learning, lama they would need this internet to be of good quality. I've worked with schools with the Technovation, as I said earlier, and some of them have failed to complete making a mobile application because data find out ukuthi the cheapest package that schools could afford just before shutdown, it would last them just about a week, and it wouldn't have been enough for them to comprehend the whole curriculum and do everything that is required within that before that internet subscription expires. So yeah, I think the service providers have a lot of work to do, more than anyone else, when it comes to making this e-learning thing a success.
Mm-hmm. Tandosiyesa kukhuluma nabafundi who are in tertiary schools and colleges, of course. And when I call the city, of course, the data bundles are too expensive. However, they also were suggesting alternatives, where they were saying ukuthi bona babona ngani kuqakathekile ukuthi maybe bangatshola ishoba lokukhulumisana lohulumende, and uhulumende yena now speaks to amakampani like abo Econet, Telecel and so forth, for them to come up with maybe a special bundle whereby they can use their WhatsApp bundles and so forth ukuthi bathole labo ithuba lokufunda besebenzisa e-learning. Babona ngani lokhu kungaba ngcono. How practical is that? Is that something that abantu can explore?
Kajase, I'm considering ukuthi iParliament yethu is recess, But ama parliamentarians we have not been meeting online to see if they can be doing anything about this crisis that we are facing. Baza buya later on sebe sithi ifund liyana kanti kuhambe njani. Labo i-government yethu i-parliament yethu ayika embrace ukusebenzisa i-technology lokusebenzisa these online spaces to meet and everything. So I think that i-mindset kumele iqale itshintshe khona phana at that level. Because if it doesn't change at that level and we start embracing technology at that level, then it means ukuthi lama deal abazawenza with service providers azaba ngama business deals instead of them looking into ama social issues and actually feeding back into ama students and the rest of the communities. But there is need to be starting that conversation and that conversation, and if people can start lobbying and organizing themselves to say something around e-government, meeting with AMA service providers to regulate AMA data prices and be giving AMA packages for tertiary students, primary or secondary students, then it would work.
Mm-hmm.
Because even before this whole crisis, AMA schools really had nothing, they had nothing dedicated. They didn't have money dedicated to them being online. So i-budget naliyana ibingekho, I think, within that. Uthi loba kubudgetelwa ama exams and everything, there was no money set aside for them to be connected.
Mm-hmm.
So I think as much as people and the students are also lobbying, I think it's also time for AMA school heads to also come together and actually think about that kind of money being set aside for them to be connected, for them to also be talking to their teachers and exchanging skills and sharing our ideas on how to move on with this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, if we take a look at what's happening in other nations, Bona, they're now starting to use maybe a radio, their radio stations and their TV stations are alternatives. The issue of internet connectivity is not exclusive to Zimbabwe. How feasible is it for Tina Njengelizwe to try use these outlets that we already have set up as a tool to enhance the education system?
All right. It's at this point where we realize what we should have taken issue your licensing of community radio stations seriously. Because licensing Yama community radio stations has been a very cumbersome, and it has meant ukuthi as Zimbabwe we have but a few radio stations that we can use. We only have one television station, unfortunately. But ungakhanyela like even ama neighbors to South Africa konapa, they've had the channel SABC Education for quite some time. And they've been using that SABC education channel to reach out to our students. And our students, maybe was going to funda local class, I'll go watch TV later on, I'll get this information there. So, yeah, I think TV and radio can be used, but considering the curriculum is live, you might not have that 30 minutes that you get on radio might not be enough to cover it all. So I think there might be need to loosen AMA regulations on licensing AMA community radio stations or community TV stations, so that a school can have its own radio station and TV station and broadcast to its own students.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's something that can be explored.
Mm-hmm. Now, if we go back to the issue of e-learning itself, you talked about how important it is to equip ababalisi. Yes. Even uhulumende and abotelesel bangatina itetisi kona ababalisi labo kumele bakwazi ukuthi how do they now implement and use these things. What do teachers need to start getting into in such instances?
Teachers need to start researching, because there is a lot when it comes to e-learning. There is a lot that comes to, because you might think a student is learning with you, but maybe bangene online basuka bahamba bathi computer yabo I online. So teachers need to start researching ukuthi what makes e-learning effective, How can we then translate what we already have into the online space? Because ungakhanyela ama I'll give an instance, ama novel awesindebeleni abalwayo. It would be nice if ama teachers make ama short animation videos, narrator those novels as a Cinderella. It will keep students interested and it will help teachers to keep their classes there and make sure what is the students are really learning. So I think the teachers really need to go back to the drawing board. The kanyele curriculum and the kanyele lamanye ama skill sets that they are likely to need. And then if we have those lists and start talking to people, ukuthi, these are the skill sets that we need for these particular purposes in the curriculum, then it will work. But it's a lot of work. And it being a lot of work, it means ukuthi kumele uqale sekhathesi. And the teachers need to be researching as soon as yesterday. And they need to start engaging the people that they think ukuthi bengabanika ama skills lawo ehlukene and kusebenza kanjalo. I think this is an opportunity kakhulu for ama IT students a graduate recently abengakatholi imisebenzi. This is a very good opportunity for them to be engaging with ama teachers, start having ama conversations, ama brainstorming sessions, and try to make sure ukuthi we are equipped if we are to start this.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Tando, it's cut to you. It says it's Jerome Mangoi. So could you just give us your last sentiments and then we'll wrap up the conversation?
Yeah, in parting, I think I would say, Uguti, we are living in interesting times. And in these interesting times, instead of us being gloomy about them, I think it's time to start seeing the opportunities that come with them. As Africa is Zimbabwe, we see semuva kakhulu when it comes to the fourth industrial revolution. And someone was actually saying, "Sasingekho nje first, the second, the third industrial revolution. Why should we be in this one?" But I think this is a very good time to be in the fourth industrial revolution because we are faced with a crisis where we need to keep safe, even beyond our cases that are being reported. Our COVID-19, we still need to keep safe. And after the crisis itself, it's good to keep on learning in the online spaces. So let's keep learning and let's keep safe.
All right, Moria Zimbabwe, you just heard there from Unkosazana Tando Gwinji, our IT expert. We are Semenza Ulilunga Elenhlanganiso Ele Youth for Innovation Trust of Bulawayo. She's also a member of the Tech Women Zimbabwe Bulawayo. Sakanjiyo nyayatinayo nasi mchirongwa mwari ya Zimbabwe chukurukura. Newe chitiki kutitinyato nzuisi saka kutichirwere che coronavirus. How is it affecting Zimbabwe's education sector? Manzwaka kufakune nyanji inoongora nyaya. Ze kushandiswa kwe michishina yechi zino zino. Nechirungu tino mtu IT experts. Angashi nyato tana ngura. Achiti maundro hake ahongu dano ili idano laganata. See, ringati netsei kuZimbabwe. There's a lot of things that need to be done before we can now embrace as a nation and start using it in full force. Ta vabvunza kuti ore titsanangurirewo kuti zvinofana kuitwa ye Tando Bach. Okay, ana Econet, Nena, Telecel and others need to figure out how they can work alongside the students and the teachers to ensure that everybody can be able to A, afford data prices, and B, be in a zone whereby they can access a good network to ensure that they can use the internet properly. Saka tudzeoka maondro yenyu +12024650318 is the number to check on WhatsApp. Silusi zvizvulukanda apa tino urombo muri Zimbabwe achikwanisa kukupa chirongwa ichi semazuva ose apo munokwanisa kuti pinda muchirongwa muchitifonera. Why? Because we're working from home due to COVID-19. Zvisinei tiripano pachirongwa chedu chove chidiki uhlelo The Connection. Lilami uMike Hove.
Zikipanda po eka manguma wiza, amekwa edo artist, aka Mr. Nkulumistua nge Veneki. Guys, COVID-19, abaibiza nge corona, inte kona. Pambili nge social distancing, askeze ni zanja, always stay safe, stay home. Last night.
Easy. majita. Easy, easy.
Na ngoba wisa uthi easy machita easy gezan izandla gezai mawoko gezai mawoko sezwa botha uroka na tirarira na just signal but 20 seconds and more linga khohle phela zulu kandaba 2019 is the number to call or text if you're looking to learn more information on COVID-19 nga use Zimbabwe saka nasi mchirongo we're focusing on the issue of on the education sector kuzimbabwe uko tambo wana mukana weku kurukura nevadzidzi tika taura nevarairidzi tika taurao nenyanzvi dzinoongorora michina yechizvino zvino yatinoti technology kana kuti ma online utensils saka taona uka takava nemukana kukurukura nechizvara cheZimbabwe a young Zimbabwean who's based here in Washington DC usandukiva izvifundo zvake nale at Howard University. We had an opportunity of catching up with a young Zimbabwean who just wrapped up his education. He graduated summa cum laude mure Zimbabwe, summa cum laude at Howard University Business School. We had an opportunity mure Zimbabwe to catch up with Johnson Mshanga, and we also talk about how, of course, the COVID-19 has affected his studies. Johnson briefed me by telling me that he had to do his last 7 credits online, and it's a completely different experience. We also touch on, based on how what he had to go through, how feasible would e-learning be in Zimbabwe. Let's head over to the interview that I had with Johnson Mshanga so that he can tell you more.
Basically, is utilizing the computer or the technology that you have to learn, basically. So not going to physical classes, not actually seeing the professor in person, but having to learn the material through a computer, pretty much.
Between e-learning and actually studying in the classroom?
I think there is a difference in China, because like when you go to a class, you can actually physically see the professor. You can ask questions much easier. You can lift your hand. The way to communicate is much simpler. But, you know, on the e-learning platform, you don't have the same type of routine. You have to just get out of bed and get onto the computer. Whereas with the actual going into class, you have a whole routine. You wake up, you shower, you get dressed. You go to class, you communicate with people along the way. You communicate with people when you're in class, and you communicate with people after class. So, different to you don't have that community is very big. And it makes a big difference in being able to actually be motivated to do these online classes.
Tombo tarisa zviri kuitika kuZimbabwe. Tichitarisa vadzidzi vazhinji havana kana maresources acho ekuti votanga papi pazvinonzi e-learning. Tinonzi vamwe vanochema nenyaya yedata, vamwe kumaruwa vanototi havana kana network yacho. Tichitarisa nyaya yekuti maresources haapo, nemaonero ungati e-learning inoshanda here munyika yakafanana neZimbabwe?
Munyika inenge Zimbabwe zvingati netsei mbichana, because infrastructure yatinayo haikwanise kutombo facilitate kuti vanhu vakwanise kudzidza online. So inini for me zvangu, I think we need to focus more pamakambani. Makambani anofana kuita, you know, some sort of allowance for our education to continue in Zimbabwe. So for example, a company like Econet, you're not gonna loosen up the data restrictions or have some sort of program yekuti vanopinda mucommunity kuisa mabooster manyowani kana kuti kuisa some sort of, you know, infrastructure inobatsira vanhu kuti vaende online for them to be able to adzidza. Ndachitotaura nemumwe munhu kuZimbabwe the other day who was in my family ari kudzidza kukati, angachitoti, you know, they have to now convert kuenda online as well, and they have to now find ways to be able to get assignments to them, and professors have to find ways to teach them. And you said the biggest platform that they can utilize right now, because my students have talked about Havana Wi-Fi, Havana Internet, Havana Chichichi, the biggest platform that they can use right now is WhatsApp. So like, Havana pins on WhatsApp group, teach anongo kind of assignments, imomo, my students, you have to participate in WhatsApp group, otherwise you're not counted as present in that class.
Now, which is another interesting point, and I was actually about to head there. Yeah, you can say WhatsApp. Is that even an appropriate platform? Could you say in the Mandrago?
I think, you know, necessity breeds innovation. At this point in time, it may not be the best platform, but akuna chimwe. There's nothing else that man vangashandise kuti, you know, things for things kuti zviite. So I think for now, I think that's the best way forward, and I think it's actually moving in a positive direction because vanhu vari kuita what they need to do at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. Now, tichitarisa once again, zviri kuitika mumaruwa, and I like referring to maruwa nokuti vanhu vazhinji munyika, generally the population vari kumaruwa muZimbabwe, more than 60%. Navo vari kutaura, we've heard of varairidzi who are also using mediums like platform like WhatsApp kudzidzisa vana vechikoro. However, this is not something that is widely received. Not everybody has access to it. Yeah. What could be done to ensure kuti, you know, there's no difference in terms of the standards of education that vanhu vanogara mumadhorobha like Harare and vanogara mumaruwa are receiving, especially now that vanogara mumadhorobha have a higher possibility of accessing e-studies?
I mean, it makes it difficult, man. I mean, I don't think I can have one simple solution to this because this is deeply rooted within the infrastructure of Zimbabwe already, right? So the fact that there's that wealth gap, the fact that, you know, there are people like Udoroba who have access, and the fact that there's people who are deserving of Asina, there's not much that one can do to change that in one day. This is something that has to be a gradual and very targeted change. It has to be something that is in the minds of the people. It has to be a united front where people are willing to all come together, to band together, to focus on the education of the people at hand. I mean, this is something we talk about a lot. We say Zimbabweans are some of the most literate people in the world. But like, if you look at that, the level of education that people are now starting to receive at this day and age is not on par with where we started back in the times where we first became independent.
Mm-hmm. So now let's talk a little more about your experiences. You highlighted that you had to do at least 7 credits online, which is a little different in terms of experiences. If you were back in Zimbabwe, do you think you'd be in the position where you are today?
If I was back in Zimbabwe, would I be able to...
Would you be as successful as you are today, I guess?
I feel like to a certain extent, yes, because my motivation behind achieving the things I want to achieve remains the same. I think I still want to be in a position in which I can influence some sort of change, which in whichever sector that I am passionate about. And I feel like even if I was in Zimbabwe, I would still tackle, you know, my classes, my school, my institution with the same sort of aggression as I did over here.
Mm-hmm. So now I'm sure kune vechidiki vazhinji vari kuterera interview attribute izvozvi, and they're also in a situation where avasitozoti votangira papi. Because what I find e-learning, they have no idea of what I chotanga papi chodi. What advice would you give them?
I think at this point in time, the best that we can do, the best shatingaite isusu senyike izvozvi, is just find ways in which tingabatsirane, you know. Kana une neighbor ane some sort of access to WhatsApp or some sort of access kune whatever platform iri kushandiswa nechikoro chenyu, you know, communicate, taurai nevanhu, make sure that you're able to talk to people. But at the same time, that becomes difficult because of nyaya social distancing. So it's really hard kuti uite a specific solution or give someone advice, but if you also got to mbozio wega, like how can you advise someone but in jausina experience in jausatwan bono semun? So I think in any form, what I would do, Rangu, is just try and find a way to get access. I think it's very difficult in a country like Zimbabwe because there's so many systems that are in place that make it difficult for someone. Like, kuno, if for example, kuno kwa America unogona and no wana phone on credit. In Zimbabwe, for you to go and get a phone on credit, ajiti, ashishande, it's very difficult. Where's wakushanda ne Econet? Econet charge $5 for 10 megabytes. It becomes very much a difficult thing. So I think, as a word of encouragement, as a word of advice, be innovative. Sit down, think about it, take your time. I know it's tough. I know you think that all the odds are stacked against you, but in that moment of pressure, in that moment of no motivation or whatever, that feeling that you're feeling, uno wana my ideas.
We see that the issue of internet access is not just, you know, prevalent in Zimbabwe. It's all over Africa.
Mm-hmm.
However, some African countries during this time have tried to adapt to the times. They're starting to use TV and radio as a means towards, allowing especially primary high school students to attain an education. Do you think that this is something that Zimbabwe should consider?
I think it's definitely something that can be, you know, thought about and brainstormed on. But it also becomes difficult because, like you were saying, when you have access to magets, when Marugara and places where I even read an article recently, nasty, because people went into a transformer, broke it just to steal the copper wire. You can get solar to be able to connect. Kanaka solar kadiki just to be able to connect to your radio or to be able to connect to a small television. Something like that would help people could access the channel.
Johnson Mshanga, summa cum laude, a graduate of business school at Howard University. Angachinyatso Tauraoka, maundrake, pamsoro pezviri kuitika munyika when we're talking about how COVID-19 is affecting the nation. Mure Zimbabwe tawekishwa kumagume chirongwa chedu chanasi. Kodwa singakagqibi uhlelo ngike ngalithembisa phela ukuthi we're going to be showing you ukuthi kahle kwamanye amazwe kune dzimwe nyika how are they handling umkhuhlane we coronavirus. So now let's head over to a report that was done by VOA reporter Umarisa de Klerk ngale kwele South Africa.
COVID-19 has changed many things in South Africa. Here in the Greater Tzaneen municipality of South Africa's northern Limpopo province, the mayor's voice comes from a drone in the sky warning about the potentially vital virus. With only 3 hospitals in the entire district, extensive coronavirus prevention efforts are needed, says Mayor Maripi Mangena.
We are able to access our people. A drone, when it flies, when it hovers, above the communities, it fascinates, it intrigues people. People want to listen, people want to hear. What is the message that is being sent?
A licensed drone service provider is carrying out the messaging at potential coronavirus hotspots under the direction of the South African police and with the guidance of the municipality's COVID-19 committee. The Greater Tzaneen municipality was originally the only jurisdiction willing to use drones from Tiizo Aviation Services, says company managing director Jack Shiluana.
They've got the perception that we're talking about the whole lot of money that you spend in this exercise, and others would probably ask to say, but why don't you provide water? And it is that balancing act, you know, in terms of how much drone technology costs you, but the value that you derive from an exercise such as this one.
Drones are well suited for this purpose in rural areas, especially in Africa, because they provide more value for the money spent, says the head of South Africa's Federation of Unmanned Aircraft Systems, Sam Twala.
In Africa, that's where drones are able to find better use compared to even other areas in the world or other countries in the world, simply because of that particular challenge that we might have. And when it comes to things like your cost, that's where actually drones add much more value, because drones offer that advantage where you can tactically, you know, place your people.
It seems that the spreading of the message about COVID-19 prevention has helped in the Tzaneen region, says a local journalist.
I believe it helped. And I believe that without the drones broadcasting these messages to the people in the far-off areas, they wouldn't have known.
So far, just one case of coronavirus infection has been reported in the Greater Tzaneen municipality. Marisa de Klerk for VOA News, Johannesburg, South Africa.
That was our VOA correspondent, Marisa de Klerk, ngale kwele South Africa. Ubechazisa ngempela ukuthi ivo senyika vari kushandisa seiko michina yechizvino zvino mukurwisa dambudziko rechirwere cheCOVID-19. Sesvikile phela emaphetsoleni ohlelo namuhla muri Zimbabwe. Nhasi muchirongwa tanga tichibata nyaya yezve chirwere checoronavirus. We're focusing on how COVID-19 is affecting Zimbabwe's education sector. Kwanenekwana musha mutsvakazo muhle muri Zimbabwe. Vanhu da kurukura neni munokwanisa kudibata paTwitter nepaInstagram @bigmy3bigmyke3. Aiwa, muri Zimbabwe chinobhururuka chinomhara, tosangana. us same time, same place next week. Pano Panepen, you're the Studio 7. I don't want to get in Faro. Did you know you might call it? Bye bye.